The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
How is assurance of salvation a distinction between focused and flexible free grace groups? Welcome. You are tuned to Grace in Focus. Thank you for being with us today. Grace in Focus is the radio broadcast and podcast ministry of the Grace Evangelical Society. Find out more about the Grace Evangelical Society by going to our website, faithalone.org. We have thousands of articles which you can read and research there, all free to look at. And we have some other resources as well, including free ebooks and our bi-monthly magazine, Grace in Focus. Find us at faithalone.org. Now, with today's discussion about focused or flexible free grace, here are Bob Wilkin and Mike Lee.
Mike, I thought this time we would focus in especially on assurance of everlasting life as a distinction between focused free grace and flexible free grace.
Yeah, I think that's one of the key distinctions. And, you know, this distinction really grows out of whether you need to believe in Jesus for everlasting life. You know, us focused folks will say, yes, that has to be there. And because you're believing in him for everlasting life, you know you have everlasting life when you're believing in him for it. But if you have a flexible, optional view, then assurance becomes optional at the moment. You can believe something else true about Jesus and get everlasting life and don't know you even have it.
Right. And some of the flexible free grace people say there are multiple saving messages.
Yeah. What do you have to believe in order to get everlasting life? For some of these folks, there's more than one.
But none of them is you have to believe.
Yeah.
That what you get is irrevocable.
Yeah.
Now, they will say that's one of the saving messages,
yeah.
But they won't say that's a sine qua non. That's not an essential.
Yeah, that believing in Jesus for everlasting life is a saving message, but it's not the saving message.
Right, because they have to, it seems to me, based on their own experience, they have to say, if I was born again before I believed, I was eternally secure. Therefore, that must be true for other people, right?
Right, right.
And by the way, this is part of the problem with this whole discussion. It seems to me that in Christianity today, there's widespread theology by experience. In other words, how do I know tongues are for today? Well, because I've spoken in tongues.
Yeah.
How do I know prophecy is for today? Because I've prophesied or I've heard a prophetic message from somebody that seems very convincing. Well, how do I know that assurance is not something I need to have in order to be born again? Well, because I was born again before I had assurance. Well, how do I know I was born again before I had assurance? Well, because my language changed, because I gained an appetite for the Bible, because I stopped drinking, because I stopped doing cocaine, I stopped sleeping around. Whatever it is, if I had a lifestyle change, I say, well, that shows that I was born again. Well, then, if you hold that view, not only is assurance not necessary to be born again, but what then is the basis of at least initial assurance for flexible free grace people?
It's just some experience, but they got it all backwards. The Bible needs to guide our understanding of our experiences, not the other way around. These folks, they let their experiences guide their understanding of the Bible.
Right. Now, of course, they do say that this is one saving message would be believing in him for everlasting life, as long as you believe the deity, the death, the resurrection, and you believe that by faith in him, you're eternally secure, you have everlasting life, you're never going to perish, you're never going to hunger, you're never going to thirst, you're never going to die, you'll never be cast out. They'd say, yeah, that's one message,
but there are certain flexible folks who will just say, no, you can just believe Jesus died on the cross, rose again. That's one saving message.
Right.
And another one is believing him for everlasting life. There's a very flexible camp where our message is right, but also the DDR message only, that is also right.
DDR is deity, death, resurrection.
Yeah.
I've even seen a quote from one of them that says, if you believe that Jesus was sent from God, then you're born again.
Yeah. In addition to that one, if you believe Jesus is coming again, that's also a saving message.
No, you're kidding.
No.
People say that?
Yeah. I was told that was one of the possible four messages he gave me. One can believe and get saved.
Wow. You know, I think part of the problem is that this flexible free grace, at least with some of their leaders, is sourced in their experience. But secondarily, when they go to the scriptures, it seems to me they're fairly selective in the scriptures that they're using. I mean, even if they go to the Gospel of John, like there's one author that went to the Gospel of John, and we mentioned in the last show, he suggested that in the Gospel of John, assurance of everlasting life is written for the believer. And so in his view, the Gospel of John was not written exclusively to unbelievers, as John 20:31 says, "These things I've written to you that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name." He argues that, yes, some of the readers were unbelievers, but some of the readers were believers, and that life in his name is more than just eternal life, but fullness of life.
Right.
And so in his view, the Gospel of John has assurance verses for the believer, not for the unbeliever, because he says for the unbeliever, all they need to do is believe that Jesus was sent by the Father to die on the cross for our sins and rise again.
Right.
Did you know that the Grace Evangelical Society offers an MDiv degree through our online seminary? And tuition is free to those who maintain a 3.0 grade average. It is a 3-year degree program, and you could submit your application now to gain acceptance. Then stay apprised of our registration periods for upcoming semester terms. Program and application details can be found at gesseminary.org. Have a look at our MDiv degree. Become an approved workman. Find out how. gesseminary.org.
In his view, the Gospel of John has assurance verses for the believer, not for the unbeliever, because he says for the unbeliever, all they need to do is believe that Jesus was sent by the Father to die on the cross for our sins and rise again.
Right.
And if you believe that, you're born again, even if you don't believe you have everlasting life or irrevocable salvation. Now, he doesn't go this far, but I would assume he would have to say, if you believe that Jesus died on the cross for your sins and rose again, and he's the Savior in the sense that he died, but I don't believe in life after death, I assume he'd have to say that person, would they be born again or not? I guess he'd say no, because he'd probably have to add in, you do need to believe in life after death. You do need to believe there's some, do you think? I mean, he says that everlasting life is the result, not what we believe. So if that's the case, do I even need to believe there's life after death?
Yeah, I'm not sure with that, but I guess it comes down to, well, if assurance is optional or if it's a discipleship issue, do you really need to even believe Jesus for anything? If you don't even need to believe that Jesus saves you, why do you have to even believe him for a conditional salvation?
So let's say you believe there is life after death,
yeah,
but you're not really thinking of that when someone shares John 3:16 with you. You're just thinking, okay, God sent his son, he died for me, he rose again. And someone tells you, okay, you're saved.
Yeah.
And you go, well, I don't believe I'm saved.
Right.
But it doesn't matter because according to this other person, you are saved.
Yeah.
And so you would go through life lacking assurance, but maybe later on, maybe you'll get it later, right?
Right, yeah.
But the person who witnessed as them could be comforted by going, yes, but they did say they believe Jesus died and rose again.
Yeah, I've heard certain flexible people like, well, maybe we just all agree to just share what the other considers essential. But as the way you present it, if you just tell them, oh, well, you already believe that Jesus died on the cross and rose again. Well, guess what? You have everlasting life. Well, the person hears that, I don't believe that because nowhere in the Bible have you shown me that if I believe those things, I get everlasting life.
Right.
But then why would you continue to press the issue? They already believe what you want them to believe, which is he died on the cross and rose again. That's a growth issue for them. It doesn't get back to the heart of whether they're saved or not. For the focus person, it does.
Right. But I would say to defend their side, I don't mean to defend their side, but I think their response would be something like, yes, but assurance is vitally important in the Christian life.
Yeah, right.
So they say, even though it's not required to be born again, it is required in order to be a mature Christian.
Right.
It is required in order to lay up significant amount of treasure in heaven and to rule with Christ in the life to come. And so they see it as an important issue, but it's not a saving issue.
Yeah.
And one of my friends that goes overseas and teaches people in other countries in Asia and Africa, he will go over and talk to a pastor's group, 50 or 100 people. Many of the ones in Africa and Asia do not believe in once saved, always saved, right?
Right.
So he will talk to them about the security of the believer as something important in Christian life.
Yeah.
And he will win some of them over. And I've seen his prayer letter after the fact, and he'll say, Brother so-and-so, Pastor Brother so-and-so gained assurance, and I'm so excited for that. So now he's got something that'll really help him the rest of his Christian life. He doesn't say so-and-so became a believer, so-and-so was born again.
Yeah.
He says so-and-so gained this. And the problem with that is, if you go and you talk to someone that, say, is a pastor, and you convince them of the security of the believer, but you convince them this is optional, then how are they going to evangelize?
Right.
They're not going to tell people you need to believe in Jesus for everlasting life.
Yeah.
They're going to say you need to believe that Jesus was sent from God, or they'll say you need to believe Jesus died on the cross, rose from the dead, and that he's God in the flesh. But they won't say that other, because in their view, that's optional. And so they're going to continue to share a deficient saving message because that's the way they are. And then the only hope they can have is that later on, they will share with people this quote-unquote optional portion, and maybe they'll come to believe it down the road.
Yeah.
To me, it's sad because what we're doing, I don't see how you could read John 3:16 and say the saving message is that Jesus was sent from God, or that God the Father loves the world, or that whoever believes in Jesus, nothing. Just whoever believes in Jesus.
Yeah.
I'm giving a talk next Saturday, and I'm going to talk about the three essential words in evangelism.
Yeah.
And I believe those three essential words are believe Jesus life.
Right.
Or if you wanted a real short sentence, Jesus saves believers.
Right.
Or from John 3:16, whoever believes in him has everlasting life.
Yeah. I know we like to say the Gospel of John mentions believe like 100 times, right?
Right.
It mentions life like 40.
Right.
Everlasting life in a lot of those references.
Right.
So it's an important thing. And so to leave out everlasting life, you're leaving out something essential. It's something we need to focus on.
No, that's exactly right. That's why we call it Focus Free Grace. And next time we'll talk about the issue of faith. What is saving faith according to the focus and the flexible positions? But in the meantime, what are we going to do, Mike?
We're going to keep grace in focus.
Would you be interested in some free ebooks on topics you hear on this program? Well, if you are, you need to come visit us at faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. We would love to hear from you. Maybe you've got a question, comment, or some feedback. If you do, please don't hesitate to send us a message. Here's our email address. It's radio@faithalone.org. That's radio@faithalone.org. And when you do, very important, please let us know your radio station call letters and the city of your location. On our next episode, What is Saving Faith in Focused Free Grace? Please join us, and until then, let's keep grace in focus.
The preceding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.